Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Joining me on the show today, the founder, CEO, co-founder, CEO of Charge Running, Matthew Nippon. I have to tell you right off the bat, chargerunning.com, use promo code Technori and save 10%. I might give it a whirl. If you know me, I talk about it right in the beginning of the show. I'm not the world's best runner, biggest runner. I'm just not, like, I never got into it. And I don't know if it's because it just felt rough on my body. I played sports, like, it wasn't that. I just, long distances wasn't my thing. And let's put it this way, if I was running long enough to complete an entire song, that was probably a rarity. I would do the mile and then immediately, like, I'm done with this and forever. And so, you know, maybe this is a difference. I do like the idea that it's got a little Pelotonian-ness, ishness to the app. It enables you to do some analytics, but also join in to a community of runners. And obviously, we've seen a lot of success in the fitness space recently with community driven fitness, and so I think it's cool. Obviously, I have to mention also the Chicago Wellness Challenge is going to be back, and Pete has been coming on my show, on the live show, as well as on the podcast talking about it. And so, of course, it's quite fitting that if you are familiar with the Chicago Wellness Challenge, which, by the way, will have a new app apparently starting anytime in the next couple days, you should download that. But if you're into the Chicago Wellness Challenge, and this app, Charge Running, makes a lot of sense for you. So today's show is brought to you by ActiveCampaign. Go beyond email marketing with true automation by signing up at ActiveCampaign.com/Technori and get your first 2 months for free. This is my conversation with the founder and CEO of Charge Running, Matthew Nippon. So this is probably not the best way to start the show, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm not a good runner. I run when I'm being chased. I can't run.
If zombies are coming after you,
yeah,
you're running. If not,
I've tried it, man. I'm 35. I've tried it. I used to be decently fast sprint, but long distance run. Like, I did it on my wedding day. I don't know if maybe I was just trying to run away from something. I'm not sure. But I've tried, you know, Nike Run Club, and I've done some things. And I'm like the last person for running, and I think I just make excuses for it. Yeah. But I admire those that do. And I sit there, like, we had this Chicago Wellness Challenge that Hyde Park Angels Pete set up, and everyone was like, oh, did you get, you know, like, they're like, oh, this is easy, we do our run, like, we're all running around the lake anyway. And I'm like, son of a bitch, like, I can't, like, I'm just, I don't, it's, you can tell from my physique that I don't, but like, I want to do it.
Yeah.
But I can't figure out how to get myself to do it.
So I'm the perfect guy to be on here then, because that's,
right?
That's truly what we built our app for. There's a million other apps, running apps, on the App Store, and they all pretty much do the same thing. You press a button, it tracks how far you go, and you can share it to Facebook.
Yeah.
That's
which is so valuable.
Right. I mean, it's nice having stats, but that's not motivating.
Yeah.
That's not exciting, and that does not make me want to get
out
there next time.
You can run a heart for your wife or your girlfriend
right.
You know, on the map and give it to her and then see how long she keeps that.
Exactly.
Thanks, dear.
Right. Put it in a pile. So we actually came up with the idea. I have a co-founder, and we both enjoyed running together in high school when we were right next to each other, because
yep.
We could get a little competition
yeah.
between us. Well, he had to move across the country, and all of a sudden we both stopped running.
Yep.
It just killed it for us. So we came back, we addressed that idea, and we said, well, what would it be like if we could kind of run with each other, but from across the country? And that's where this base idea came from. So when you picture your normal running app, you know, just showing stats, we do something very different. When you open up the app, you see, hey, there's 20 different live runs happening today. We
yep.
have one starting in less than 10 minutes.
Yep.
I'm going to run with that. And there's 8 other people signed up at that exact same time. So when I click into the run, I'm not just seeing my stats on my phone anymore. I'm seeing a live leaderboard with everyone doing the exact same thing that I am right there.
Yep.
And that's not even the best part. Each run also has a live trainer that's there to coach you and, more importantly, motivate you to complete that run. So they're getting a hold of all of your stats in real time. So they're saying, hey, Scott, you're doing great, but I want you to know that Matt is just ahead of you. Can you pass him?
And I can hear this, like,
hear this live
in
your headphones.
Can I do this on a treadmill, or can I do this anywhere? Or
either one.
Do you think it's better?
I personally like running outside, but I also live in Chicago. So
yeah.
I get to test both seasonally.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're running outside, we just use the GPS location so we can track your distance.
Time and everything else.
Exactly. Yep. These phones just have so many different sensors, and if you apply them all to running, it could do some amazing things. We can see your cadence, so how many steps you're taking per minute, and we can actually coach you and say, hey, Scott, I'm catching you right now at an 8-minute pace, and you're running 140 steps per minute. That's actually a little bit too slow on your step size. If you decrease your step size, you can actually run more efficiently with less effort and run the same speed.
So, like, I don't, for me, I just am afraid to, like, to run because I know I'm going to be slow and it's going to piss me off. But, like, the idea that you're in a group of other people who are probably not, like, I'm assuming you can pick, like, advanced, not advanced.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we have a walk to run happening at 4 o'clock and we've got intermediate.
I'm a walk to run.
It's perfect. Like, it's perfect. So,
we'll throw a couple stairs. I stumble. I almost fall. I start running and then I just keep running.
Exactly.
That's my way.
Yeah, so we have a lot of people that just join it to walk and have that motivation. We have a live chat room, and people who are walking, they're typing funny comments or, you know, adding commentary. So it becomes a really motivational way to talk with a group. You know, we have a run club where people are saying, hey, I'm doing the 4 p.m. run. Who's doing it with me?
Yep.
You know, and it reminds you in all these different places when you're checking your social media, yeah, I could probably be on Facebook for the next half hour, or I can go join this quick run with Larry.
So tell me a little bit about the math on this. How does it work? What is the business angle of this? I mean, there's a lot of, I don't know if you're listening, Peloton, in the room here, where it's like, you know, that's like a good acquisition potentially, or a mind body type play. And I'm just curious, like when you started this, obviously it's a solve my own problem thing to start with. But then as this starts to advance, it's like, you know, there could be advertisements, there could be app downloads, there could be, you know, using it for pumping subscription to other stuff.
Yeah.
So what was the business play here?
Yeah, so our business model is simple. We charge $10 a month if you buy a year at a time for unlimited access to runs.
Yep.
$15 if you're going to go month to month. And that gives you unlimited access to not only the 20 live runs we do a day, but we also have a growing content of on-demand, so you can run it at any time. If you want to do a 5K training program, a walk to 5K, we've got that. If you want a 10K training program, we have that, as well as a huge plethora of all these other different types of runs that you can
do. I was going to say, I see the real market opportunity here in the virtual coach area. I could see as a regular Joe runner, it's very similar, like I said, to Peloton with regard to like the cycling. Like I can see, mm-hmm. like if I'm big into it, I'm probably running with a crew already locally. Like if I'm that big into it,
sure.
If I'm casual and I want to stay at it, I see a huge application of sort of the peer to peer play.
Yeah.
But what I really see is like the stickiness potentially as you build this app on top of the technology advancements on the hardware side. I can really start to see those who are, in particular, those who liked running, maybe ran back in the day and are trying to do a 5K, 10K marathon, whatever the case may be, using this as an analytics tool plus a guidance tool plus that we're doing it together in a group of people who are also training for a 10K. And that I could absolutely see a person paying a certain rate for, and then knowing that like the upgrade, the pro version is, here's all the analytics on your run, here's what you should be running at next time, and then the next evolution is like a straight up coach. It's like, you're going to run a mile today, five tomorrow, seven the next day.
Absolutely. Yeah, so a personal coach to just go do one run, it's $50 to $100 for one lesson. And some of these classes, especially if you pick those, you know, non-standard times, you can sometimes be in a class with only one or two other people where you're getting a near private lesson, and you could do them 3-4 days a week just built into it. And they get more stats than if they were running next to you. There's no way a coach running next to you is going to know exactly how many steps per minute you're doing if you guys are running outside, right? So we get all of these great stats and we get to talk to you while you're running. And there's no other app that really does that.
How quick is the analytics turnover? Like when you actually, I run and then I can look back and see what I did.
Yeah. So on your phone, it's instant. The trainer, by the time it gets from your phone to the trainer back to you, our loop time is about 6 seconds.
I'm just like, look at this thing. Like, so I was just looking down on my phone because I have the Whoop app.
Yep.
And if you're familiar with the Whoop app, it's like the recovery, sleep, strain kind of context. And it takes a little while. It takes sometimes half an hour for all the data to like compile and get pushed through. And it comes back with like where I'm at health-wise. And I can totally see like this new evolution of coaching based on analytics rather than what we're used to, which is like a trainer that's watching over you and you need to run longer stride. Like you can do that. But the reality is like you're to train better, it's about keeping your heart rate in a certain range. So right. maybe running faster, harder now in a longer race is not advantageous.
Exactly.
And I can tell that by looking at this information, not you running.
Exactly.
So I don't need to be there.
Right. And a heart rate's another great example. If yeah. you're wearing an Apple Watch when you're doing one of these runs, we're getting your heart rate. The trainer's getting it and can tell what zone you're in. So yeah. they can say, hey, you know, Mike, you're pushing a little bit too hard right now. I want you to take a step back. Or Kristen, you know, hey, it looks like you might have a little more. Are you, you know, do you want to do this? Or looking at your paces before, you know, run. Give me 30 seconds of that max effort.
Yeah. Super fascinating. What I have to ask you, what is your, you're from Chicago, what is your favorite place to run?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, obviously along the lake is one of those that's just, it's always beautiful.
Now, are you one of those people who runs along the river? Because if you are, I'm going to say things.
I am not.
Thank God.
I'm in the suburbs a little bit, so I don't get to run in Chicago as much as
where
I'd
do you,
like.
Where do you live in the suburbs?
I'm in the south suburbs of New Lenox, Manhattan,
oh, okay.
Illinois.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I got you. Yeah, so don't do that if you come downtown. This is my PSA for everybody who's downtown running. When you see people walking on the Riverwalk, it's called Riverwalk, not River Run. Not River Run. Walk. You got to be cool, people. Okay, my last kind of question I've got for you on this, though, is just the next evolution.
Yeah.
Because evolution one of the business is obviously, well, creating is their demand. You've got the concept of how we're going to bring people into this, like how we're going to recruit them. They want to have a buddy. It's pairing buddies yeah. to run. The next piece is like, all right, those of you who did come into this, you know, little world of ours, here's some analytics that will give you more advanced, you know, abilities and charting. We talked about how you can do training, and there's all kinds of add-ons that can be stacked. Where do you see this going into a VR world? Do you see, like, where do you see this thing potentially, like, the long tail?
Yeah.
Or so, is it an acquisition? You're just like, no, I'm just building this for the user group, and then... Pff.
So it eventually can go in about 100 different directions. Where we look right now is we're fortunate to be ahead of the curve. And, you know, we have those traditional running apps that are just point and go. And then there's a few apps out there that are trying to do pre-recorded runs. And they're motivating. They're getting subscribers for, if I'm going on a treadmill for 20 minutes, I can tap and hit go. Having this live experience puts us way ahead of most other apps. That being said, there's a lot of different things that we can do to make it even more engaging or interactive. Yeah. I'm a big VR fan. I have the Oculus at home. I love what it can do. I don't think that technology is there and ready for us
no,
quite
for
yet.
Sure. You'd be tripping and falling pretty quick.
Right. But it's moving fast. I mean, that Quest is amazing. Yep. And I think that there's a lot of different directions that we can go. Just even staying on the mobile app and getting more connected smart devices to just get us more stats and provide it more motivating. You know, what we found out is really if someone joins our app and they do 3 to 4 runs with us, they're a subscriber nearly for life. And that's such a cool thing, because once we know that they've fallen in love and just keep doing it, we had one person in our very early interviews, they said, now that I know that I can run with this, I never want to run without it.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
That's very cool. All right. So lastly, of course, where do people go to download the app and actually use it and participate?
Yeah. Chargerunning.com. And you can sign up. You get a 1 week trial to try it as much as you'd like. After that, it's $10 a month when you buy a year.
Very cool. Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. If you enjoyed this episode, check out my conversation with Sarah Latham from CryoBar. If you do all the running after this, if you download the app immediately and start running your mind away, you know, who doesn't want a little CryoBar, a little cryo action? You should check that out and listen to the podcast. And I believe in the podcast, she even gave a little like freebie or some kind of promo in there too. So check that out. To invest in featured startups on the Startup Showcase on Saturdays at WGN, just apply, or to apply, just go to technori.com. Boom. That's a wrap.